When I arrived at Loyola, Nishi had already left. I inherited his grant. In fact, I reapplied and lost it, but then on the second time around, I got it. So I was the PI on a grant that was already in its 13th year. In fact, I maintained that grant until it was in its 26th year. It was called Studies on Single Neuron Activity. So I had the support. I had a PhD student, John Williams. I quickly got a postdoctoral fellow back from Nishi's laboratory. His name was Katayama. And we immediately turned our attention to finding out what opiates did to enteric neurons. This shows the wall of the intestine with its layers peeled apart. The neurons, or nerve cells, lie in these ganglia of the myenteric plexus. Each is less than a millimetre in length. We developed ways to insert the tip of a fine glass micropipette into the neuron. It could stay in that position for several hours whilst we monitor the potential across the membrane of the cell. So the cell is about 20 microns, 20 micrometers across. During that time, we can apply opiates and we can find what the opiates are doing. And what we found, to cut a long story short, is that they increase the membrane potential across the cell membrane. And in many subsequent experiments, we showed that that was because they opened channels for potassium ions to pass through. It took several years to show this formally. But now we have, for the first time, a direct cellular action of opiate drugs on single nerve cells. That might not have got this into Nature, but enkephalin was so trendy at the time. Anything with enkephalin in the title was going into Nature. So although actually we were just as interested in morphine as in enkephalin, we did experiments with both morphine and enkephalin, and Nature would hoover up papers at this time, not just on enkephalin, but in fact on any peptides.